Blog Talk Radio.
Girl, Miss P, and that was Hunter the One
singing My Shoes. I'm dedicating that one to Miss Foxy and all the Foxy ladies out there, because as beauties, we all know that we have to walk in so many different shoes to make it all happen. So that goes out to Miss Foxy, who's on the line right now, awaiting for us to get in tune with her, and to all the Foxy ladies out there doing a damn thing every single day. So I'm not going to talk you babies' heads off. I'm going to bring on Miss T.S. Foxy, and for all those who are interested, which you should be because she is Foxy, just like her name says, you should be calling in at 818-495-6975, or you can tweet us your comment or response at Intune Show, or you can tweet Miss Foxy herself. Just get on it and do it, okay? And if you need her follow, it's Foxy with 2X, and that's FOXXY702. Follow, follow, follow. Even if you don't tweet anything, just make sure you follow her, because that's my new boo. I just wanted to put it out there real quick. So without further ado, let's bring on Miss Foxy. Miss Foxy,
hello.
How are you?
Hi.
How are you?
I'm
gorgeous.
Doing good. How are you?
Good. I'm so excited that you took the time to get in tune with us today because, you know, after I started reading up about you, I was like, I have to have her on the show.
Well, thank you for having me on the show. I know it's tight on time, so I'm trying to fit everything in, and one day I'm like, oh my God, let me do this.
I know, exactly. You are extremely, extremely busy, and that's why I'm so grateful and honored that you took the time to allow this all to happen. So I won't keep you long. I just had a few questions. So
yeah.
I wanted to start off with, you know, how did you spend your holiday and how did you bring in the New Year's?
Well, the holidays, I always spend time with my family. So I actually had my mom and a couple of friends come in to Las Vegas, because usually I see family, but I was so busy I couldn't get to Tucson, where I'm originally from, to see family and be back and then come back, you know, a month later for Christmas. It was just too much. So this year I chose to just spend Christmas with my family. And so I spent that a good week there. And it was nice to be with family, of course, all the lovely food. And
exactly.
New
Which
Year's,
you don't look like you eat a bite at all.
Oh, my God.
You just work
I think
it all
I
off.
Eat too many bites. I'll eat your bite, too. You better watch out. No, I love to eat, but I also love to work out. So it kind of evens out.
Absolutely. And you can tell. You can tell.
I think. Yeah, I know. And then I'm like, oh, my God. I feel so guilty. Yeah. But then I'm like, okay, what do I eat next?
You know, there are so many people that's dying to have your body. Okay? This I know you know.
Well, it doesn't take much.
It takes a heck of a lot. Just working out makes me tired. But anyway, just thinking about it. But enough about me. This is all about you tonight. So not many people are familiar with the industry you work in. So please tell us a little bit about what you do. And you don't have to, you know, you can get as graphic or not that you want to. I just want you to feel comfortable with the questions that I ask.
It's being in the adult industry is fun. It's a crazy lifestyle, of course. So you kind of have to, hopefully you don't get caught up all in the bad stuff. You know, you got the drugs and the alcohol and the partying and, you know, that's so easy and it's so common. So, you know, there's a few of us that know how to pace ourselves and have fun when we can have fun and, you know, try to stay away from all that stuff. So luckily, you know, there's still a few people with a good head on their shoulders. But overall, everyone's very sweet. It's like a big, happy family. Everyone's, you know, just so friendly and loving because, you know, we go through all the same things and, you know, sometimes we get judged by a lot of other people. And, you know, you just kind of have to know that being in the industry is something that you want to do. And you have to, of course, love sex and just be an exhibitionist and be able to work with other people, meet people on the spot and, you know, be able to have some kind of chemistry, hopefully, because sometimes, you know, it's not always fun and dandy. But it's definitely, definitely a lot of work. You know, people don't realize how many hours we have to be on set and how much work we have to do. And, you know, they think it's just putting yourself in a room and, okay, go at it. And no, it's like 3, 4, 5, sometimes 6 hours. You know, it just depends on who you're working with, the type of movie you're doing, you know, the scene. So it's definitely, it's an exhausting job, believe it or not. And, you know, we work hard to make sure you guys are happy and pleased. So hopefully you guys do enjoy porn.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that the field itself, and people may frown on it, but what don't people frown down on? You know, if somebody likes brown rice and they don't like white rice, and they frown at the white rice. You know what I mean? So I've learned how to just love everything and appreciate everybody for who they are, period, and what they bring forth, because everything that you do is a lot of thought in it, is a lot of passion in it, and is the reason why people do what they do, you know? So with that being said, and I commend you and everyone in that business, because, you know, I won't lie, I thought about it 100 million times, you know? And I think that's why there's so many closet freaks out there today, Miss Foxy, because people don't know how to just be themselves and not care about what people think of them. So
that's the main thing. So many people do worry about other people, and then you got to realize that it's about making yourself happy and doing the things that you want to do, because it's your life, you know? And life is too short. You got to be able to just express yourself and not worry about what other people say, because, you know, again, they're not living your life, they're not walking your shoes, they're not paying your bills. So definitely something a lot
absolutely.
Of people need to think about.
Absolutely. So piggybacking off of that a little bit from both of your the responses you just put out there, do people in your industry choose to be there because you think it's easy money from your journey in it, or do you generally think people like what they do, or there's a little bit of both?
Obviously it's a little bit of both, but definitely it has to be something that you love to do or been wanting to do and try out, because a lot of people think, oh yeah, I'm going to get, you know, paid this certain amount of money to do this scene, and it's easy to have sex on, you know, camera. It's really not. Like, a lot of people chicken out, a lot of people flake, they get too nervous, or they just can't perform in front of other people. So it's definitely something that you have to, you know, get comfortable with. And it's all about being comfortable with yourself. Because if you're not comfortable with yourself and your body, and, you know, you're not going to be able to, you know, perform very well. So it's, you know, of course you can't complain about the money. If you're good, you know, people start hiring you. You start shooting more and you make more money, and that's where it takes off from there.
Absolutely. So, you know, I wanted to go back a little bit to your childhood, if I could. Did you always feel different, and not different in the sense of like sexuality or anything like that? I mean, different in the sense of like you're bold and where you are today in your life as far as career. Did you always feel like you wanted to be an actress? You wanted to be in the eyes of, you know, millions and millions of people?
You know, I've always been a ham in front of the camera. I won't lie. I would sit there and pose and, you know, facial expressions. When I was in school, I would be the one auditioning for, you know, I want to be in the front row of this play. I want to be the one singing or leading the dance group. Or, you know, I've always been a leader in some sort, and I've always wanted to make sure that I did my best. And being on stage was like, I loved it. It was natural. And so as I grew older, you know, being in music and dance and doing some acting, it was, to me, getting into porn was just another form of art for me. So I felt like it was a challenge, and I'm always up for a challenge. And I figured, hey, you know, I'm going to be in front of a camera. I get to dress up and act and do everything I love doing, except it's going to be, you know, expressing my sexual side and being able to do things that I normally probably wouldn't do in my personal life, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's a good way to be a different person and, you know, express that wild side of you and just have fun with it.
Absolutely. And that's what more people need to learn how to do. And this is why I love you so much, Foxy, because you're just doing what feels right. you know, and not not looking back. There's so many people that are living, but they're not living, if that makes sense to you, because they're too afraid to go beyond what people will think of them and stop being judgmental to themselves, you know. So, you know, I'm a big-time supporter from this day forward, really, Foxy. I love you. And I may be
oh my God,
come on with that crap, Miss P. But I'm so serious because women like you that are strong and confident and doing what they have to do, regardless of what surrounds them, I have nothing but love for that. That's empowering and inspiring to me. So I thank you for being you and doing you at that.
Thank you. And, yeah, you just, I mean, even with your partner, your spouse, whatever it is, you know, a lot of people are still, you know, quiet, or they don't want to let their partner know because they're afraid of what they're going to, how the reaction is going to be. And I could understand that. It's really not easy to, you know, let someone else close to you know how you really feel or the things you really want to do, because people might think it's a joke or laugh at you or judge you. And, you know, and a lot of people don't like that, you know. They don't want to hear anything negative because they feel like it's going to be wrong. But at the same time, you never know if the other person feels the same way, and you'll never know if each other can share things together or secrets or whatever, because people are just that afraid of expressing themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you have to.
Absolutely. So I understand that you like to give back. So what are some of the charities that you like to give to, and how can other people get involved with your cause?
Well, personally, I love children. Everyone knows I love babies. I love children. So, you know, anytime there's something that has to do with, you know, families or, you know, a child, you know, help a child, you know, during the holidays or, you know, anything has to do with children, like, I always donate, because I, you know, I want children of my own, and, you know, nothing makes me happy than to sit there and see children having fun and being happy. And, you know, when I see unfortunate children, you know, it kind of breaks my heart, because, you know, it's not their fault coming into this world and being, growing up in a situation. You know, it's tough, and it's not easy for a lot, but making that, you know, child happy is always, it's always makes me happy. And so that, and of course, for the AIDS project, ever since I've been in high school, we always would volunteer our time and, you know, go perform at rest homes, hospitals, the deaf and blind school, raise money for AIDS, and, you know, just a bunch of charities like that. And it's always a great feeling just knowing that you can give back in some sort of way. And, you know, you got a lot of more people need to, you know, help out, because, you know, we all know this world isn't perfect, and there's so many people that need help out there, you know, and we just need to give a little, you know, from the bottom of our heart and just have that great feeling, because it does feel good. And, you know, help each other out.
Absolutely. I totally, you know, get that. And you're right. A lot of people need to start, you know, picking things to give back to. If it was, you know, them, they would want that same support from another. So definitely, sometimes I tell people when they come on the show, Miss Foxy, that success is not always measured about how much you have in your pocket, in your bank account, the title behind your name, how many hits on YouTube, how many people are following you, how many friend requests you get all day, and how much booty. That means nothing.
Right.
You know, success is when you can look beyond
yourself.
Exactly. Like, when you can look beyond yourself to be positive, that's where you gain all your riches. So I definitely agree with you 110%, Miss Foxy. So I'm going to ask a few more questions. And if some of them are a little bit off the wall, just pass, okay? Because like I said, I don't like people on the show and make them feel uncomfortable. So what sex do you identify with? And do you plan on having, like, you know, an entire surgery, the complete change?
Well, I am a transsexual, yes. And I still have my penis. As for going complete with the full surgery, I've thought about it, but it's not a big concern right now. I think I'm very comfortable and happy with where I am and who I am right now. So, you know, there's some girls that that's what they want, you know, and that's their goal in life. It's like, oh, no, that's what I want to be. I want a full sex change and, you know, live a normal life as a woman and blah, blah, blah. And then there's some of us that still like to remain, you know, a pre-op transsexual and be that special girl that's different. And again, that's how I see it. I just see it as being different and special, and that's what makes us unique. And, you know, there's something, there's someone for everyone out there. So,
absolutely,
you know, it's not like I'm never going to be like, oh, I'm not complete because no one's going to want me because I'm, you know, not a full
right.
sex change. But no, there's
right.
there's someone for everyone out there. Big, tall, short, color, no matter what you are, there's someone out there that's going to love you. So
right.
just be who
absolutely.
You are.
Absolutely. In some cases with people, you know, people act differently, which you just stated, and some people are neglected and disowned. I'm sure
right.
that wasn't the case for you because you seem so lovable.
Yeah, I'm very fortunate to have had a very loving and supportive family. I'm very close to my family, and even my friends growing up, no one ever, you know, said I was doing things wrong or acted a certain way or called me names or picked on me. Like, I think because I was just such an outgoing, fun person, I made friends with everybody. And, you know, even when I decided to make my transition and become who I wanted to, you know, really be, my family was right there by my side. And till today, like, they're always there for me. And I talk to them on a daily basis. So it's I'm fortunate for that because I have friends that didn't grow up that way. And it's kind of hard thinking, like, wow, how could someone disown you or bully you or, you know, treat you like that? Because it's hard. And that's why there's a lot of people, you know, especially young teens now that are going through, you know, they commit suicide because of all this negative stuff that people do to each other. And, you know, the weaker ones always have to end up suffering the worst. And, you know, nowadays you just, you know, you have to have a strong mind and know that there's going to be negativity around you at all times, no matter who you are or what you're doing. You know, there's always going to be that one person that's going to try to put you down. But you got to be stronger than them and know that all they're saying is just words. And, you know, like they say, sticks and stones may break your bones, but words will never hurt you. You can be strong.
Absolutely, Foxy.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. That was beautifully said. I mean, have you ever done any motivational speaking of any type or any speaking engagements to any groups and stuff? Because if you haven't, girl, you need to look into that. You need to add that to your resume. For real, I'm serious. You speak very well.
No, I know. It's funny because a lot of my friends come to me for advice, or they want me to give my opinion, or, you know, but, and they always ask me, they're like, God, you should have been, you know, a psychiatrist or something, or because they're always helping people with their problems and always giving good advice. And, you know, it's part of living and learning, you know, seeing what people go through and knowing that that's something you don't want to go through, or there's things in life that you want to, and, you know, you kind of go for it. But you just, again, stay positive and, you know, be smart. Know right from wrong. And it's always about the people you surround yourself with. So it's a good thing to watch. Be a little wise on, you know, who you call a friend and who you consider a friend, because sometimes they're not always friends. You know,
absolutely.
So just things like that. You have to just stay positive and care for yourself, really.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So if there was anything with today's society, past and present, mm-hmm. that you can change within their frame of thinking about transgender, what's the one thing that you would want people to really get about transgender people? Like, what would you want to stand out?
That, you know, that we are normal people just like everyone else. We bleed the same color. We have feelings like everyone else. And, you know, if you don't like what you see, you turn, you know, look away, turn your head, because that's what I was taught. You know, if you don't like what you see, then turn your head. And, you know, we live a hard life, you know, growing up, you know, like a lot of girls go through a lot of stuff emotionally and, you know, physically, and it's pretty sad. You know, people don't realize all the stuff that we have to deal with in society. And if society knew exactly what a transsexual was and what we went through and how hard it is to live a normal life, then they would understand it more. But it's always stereotypical stuff that people judge us on. Oh, they do this. Oh, they wear wigs. Oh, they have beards. Oh, they, you know, it's always the bad stuff that people think of first. They never think about the type of person, or they never give you a chance to see the type of person that you really are. Because a lot of times, you know, I meet people that are never came across a transsexual before, and they're just so surprised, like, wow, like, they're pretty cool, or, hey, yeah, we should hang out, or let's go out sometime. And, you know, it's because they get to know the real me. And if people took the time to get to know someone, then they probably wouldn't judge them for every other reason that they probably have in the past. So I think there needs to be a lot more movies or books or, you know, stuff where people can educate themselves about transsexuals, because a lot of people are just ignorant. They're just unaware of what a transsexual really is. So
absolutely.
I think that would be educating more at a younger age about different people in the world.
Absolutely. So how do you manage? I mean, really, because I'm sitting over here and I'm so stunned by just your poise and how you're just like, hey, well, it's just a simple da-da-da-da-da-da-da. How do you manage?
Yeah.
Because you are pretty popular, pretty popular on Foxy, and I'm just trying to understand, how do you remain so calm and just lay back with it and don't let it go to your head? I mean, you're beautiful, you're smart, and a lot of people want you. So, you know, with those types of factors, I mean, I think I wouldn't even know how to act, Foxy. How do you do it?
You know, I don't know. Like, I see some people who are, you know, barely starting out, and they get these egos and these attitudes, and I'm just like, oh my God, like, what's wrong with them? Like, you know, it's like, I am who I am, where I am, and it's like, why be that way? Because it's the fans who make you, you know, who make us, and fans don't want to meet someone who's going to have a snotty attitude, or, you know, giving them dirty looks, or, oh, don't touch me, don't get next to me. And it's like, no, there's a reason why you are and who you are. It's because people make us, you know, popular, famous, you know. But I think I'm just a very loving, outgoing person, down to earth. That, to me, this is like a journey for me, and I'm just enjoying it. You know, I'm going along for the ride, and, you know, tomorrow I may not even be known, you know, like, who knows? You know, you just kind of, I am sorry, I'm walking up the plane right now, so it's kind of loud.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
But
I just have one more thing I wanted you to just leave off with. I want you to tell everybody about your site, because it's fabulous. So tell them really quick about, you know, where they can find you to gain.
Well, you can, my website is www.tsfoxxy.com, but tsfoxy.com. And you can see me on YouTube. You can follow me on Twitter. It's at foxxy702. And, of course, I think Twitter is just so much more fun for me than Facebook. So if you really want to see what I'm up to and what we're doing and everything, then definitely follow me on Twitter, because me, my friends, we just have a great time. And you can see all the busy stuff I get into, but definitely it's fun. And I love coming on these shows and doing radio shows and all that stuff, because it's fun.
Yes, definitely.
get a new audience and, you know.
Absolutely. So I know it was a lot of people that were excited to, you know, for you to be on tonight. They all might be a little bit too camera shy to call in and say something to you, Foxy, but it's okay. We'll follow up with you in a few when you have anything new coming up. Please keep me in the loop so I can definitely share that with all of the listeners. And, you know, I just want to thank you so much for being amazing and inspiring to women everywhere. Thank you, thank you, thank you for
just being you. And
remember,
ladies, be strong. Live life.
Absolutely.
Have fun.
Live life. Just because Foxy said. Thank you so much, Foxy.
Yeah. Well, thank
you
for
having
me on.
Have a good night.
I appreciate it. You too. I'll talk to you later.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Yay, guys, that was T.S. Foxy, beautiful individual, and yes, I kept it PG because, you know, I want you guys to kind of get to know the person beyond, you know, the sexual beauty and the sexual things that she does and her alluring, long, luxurious hair. You know, I think she's fabulous. I think she's amazing. I think she's beautiful, but I wanted you guys to get more in tune with the person, Foxy the person, so I kept my questions very moderate, so when we do follow up on Foxy, then we'll go in. So Foxy, be prepared, which I'm sure she always is, because like she stated, live life and be ready for the world. Again, I want to give a shout out to her PR company for, you know, being right on everything and making this all happen for Miss P, because everybody that knows me knows that I'm very tenacious about getting the things that I want and the people that I want on the show. I love, love, love doing these shows too, T.S. Foxy, because I get to entwine myself with amazing people like you. For all those interested in getting to know more about Miss T.S. Foxy, then definitely take the time to visit her website. Again, that website is www.ts-foxxy.com. There you can find her members area. You can join it. You can read her blog. You can get all the updates, and you can get previews of Foxy, Foxy, Foxy. She has some amazing photos on there that I'm sure you guys would enjoy. Definitely go to YouTube, as she stated, and check out her channel, which, if I'm not mistaken, is I-S-T-H-A-T, my shirt. Is that my shirt? Okay, so definitely look that up. Again, just because I made a little boo-boo in the first beginning of it, I-S-T-H-A-T-M-Y-S-H-I-R-T. That's her channel. Definitely check her out. She has some interviews on there as well. It was a pleasure tonight getting in tune with Foxy, and I really, really appreciate her taking the time to get in tune with Miss P tonight. For all those tuned in for the first time, I definitely hope it's not your last. And for all those who continue to support the InTune show, our movement, our vision, and our efforts, we just want to say thank you so much for being you and for keeping us in your iPods, in your podcasts, on your internet, and just, you know, in your hearts. Again, the website for us is www.theintuneshow.com. You can head to the iPhone or Droid Market on your cell phone and download our app, which is complimentary to all our listeners. So definitely take time to download it and keep yourself in tune through that app. You can also go to the InTune Show, which again is www.theintuneshow.com, and check out all of our segments, all of our members, and all the things that, you know, we can possibly dig up to keep you in tune. Until next time, babies, I just want to say thank you so much for being amazing. Much love again to T.S. Foxy for taking the time to get us in tune with amazing, 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 amazing love. And shout out to her PR again for making it all happen. Till next time, babies, I must say, you guys stay in tune. Tomorrow night, we're going to be talking to our new added host of the InTune show, Ms. Janet Zipper. She's going to be doing motivational speaking, so I'm definitely excited to get in tune with her. She'll be on once every third Wednesday of the month, and available to you guys to call in and ask any and every questions, and, you know, to get motivated and to keep you on your toes. On Thursday night, we have the Power Hour. We're going to be celebrating the life of Toni Thompson, lead singer of R&B group High Five, at 10 p.m. And tomorrow night, Janet Zipper's interview is also at 10 p.m. So definitely keep us in tune. I love you guys, and you guys have a good night. Over and out, baby.
I'm in town, in town, in town, in town, in town. About to take it to the moon. Let's go. I'm in town, in town, in town.